What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And it is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
Well, we appreciate Chris Perkins from Sun Sentinel. Dolphins columnist coming on, and we hit him with all this stuff. And I know a lot of it, and I'm sure Perk knows, and he sees it on social media. A lot of people down. So if you don't mind, Bo, I was going to just ask him before we start. Because it's a time for a lot of the writers to have some time off and work on their personal life.
Perk works every day, though.
Yeah,
that's
but
a beast.
Perk, how you doing with the ladies? How's everything with the ladies, right? Everybody needs a lady from time to time to snuggle next to. How you doing?
Oh, slow motion, Joe. I'll just say this. The ex is coming over today, so that's how I'm doing. You know, I'm kind of in reverse.
Wait a second. Is she still trying to get back together after everything you've been through, or no?
Well, you know, I'm
You're not still hitting that, are you?
I'm not.
Come on. Is she coming to your place or are you going to hers? She's coming to her place.
She's coming to my place.
Oh, there you go. That's perfect opportunity, Chris. Perfect opportunity.
By the way, she offers it. He's taking. There's no question.
Get a little. Hey, drive by one of those guys in the corners and get $2 worth of flowers. Put it out there for her and you're golden, man. Golden.
Little cellophane wrapper.
Hey. I'm not saying we're getting back together, but I was thinking about you a little bit and just the teaser a little bit. Perk, you're good, man. You're good.
At least you're not
like Omar talking about going to therapy and I got to stay away from young girls and all that. So you're doing
right. No. I know myself. So
well, you know what? Joe, Perk's like us. You know, we're getting a little gray in the temples. I'm gray all over.
Yep.
Personally, so the more gray, you know, the less you're going to, who cares, you know?
Hey, if I go online to date, I got to do the date my age thing. I'm not swiping left and right. Right?
Perk won't swipe, by the way. Perk won't swipe.
So Perk can only, so at his age now, he's got to go on people that are still using AOL.
Yeah. By the way, you know what he does? He goes in. He wants to meet him. I'm that way, too. If it ever happens, Bo, I can't speak for you and the beautiful Mary.
Oh, No.
But I got to go see him in person.
Yeah.
And I'll tell him up front, like, look, whatever happened. Now, I hope it never happens. I've been with Margaret a long time, but.
Yeah, but Joe, you're on the edge a lot, you know.
I'm on the edge sometimes. By the way, as you mentioned to her, Joe's on the edge from time to time. I'm a pain in the ass to be married to. There's no question. And by the way, having Bo around is not exactly the best situation either.
That's not a great influence.
No, but it is funny. It's always funny. There's no question. But I go, hey, Jimmy's getting ready to tell a story of the night. Hey, by the way, can you leave that part out? I know where it's going. She goes, it doesn't matter. You weren't married to me. I mean, I go, oh, here we go. And Bo goes, I know he's going to hear about it when he gets in the car. And I go, oh, Bo, man. All right, so it's time to get into the good stuff, man. I just want to ask you, all three moves, Jalen Ramsey and Jonnu Smith gone, adding Darren Waller. Overall, from the reaction you've gotten from what you've written and said, positive or negative about everything going on with this team in this last couple of days?
No, I think there's a split. There's a real split here. I think that most of it is positive, but boy, I would say maybe a 60-40, 65-35 in favor of. And look, here's what I think.
In favor of the whole deal, the whole package, you're saying?
Yeah, in favor of the whole package. Okay. In favor of the whole package. So there's a few ways you can look at it, but I'll say this, that they did a good job getting something for Jalen Ramsey, right?
I agree with that 100%. 100%.
Right, they were desperate sellers, and so they did a great job of that from that standpoint. The other standpoint that I look at is the team better? And I would say that you're better at safety, you're in the same situation at cornerback, and you're worse at tight end. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it was a good job by Greer and McDaniel to actually get something, but overall, you're not a better team after this deal.
You know, I want to follow up with this, and I think Bo feels the same way, and we haven't talked about this. Like, I get that Jalen Ramsey, if it was just a good Jalen Ramsey, was a good team guy and fit in with what you're trying to get done, it'd be a no-brainer you keep Jalen Ramsey. Yeah. We'd never even talk about the money. I wasn't his biggest fan off the field of the guy, and I'm putting it real nicely, Bo.
Yeah.
So if he's going to destroy him, sometimes people don't get it. Well, if he's good, you just keep him. No, because if you're going to destroy everything else that you're trying to do with every other player and you're not what the team needs you to be and you don't want to take on that role and you think your only jobs would be good for 3 hours on Sunday, it's just got to be about more than that. You agree, Perk?
Oh, I agree 100%. You cannot have that element in your locker room and on your team because it's very divisive and it's going to be negative. And so you don't want to have to swim against that current, especially when he's one of your top players. You know, if he's player number 50 on the 53-man roster, well, you just cut him and that's it. But it you can't do that with Jalen. He's a key player, so – yeah, he had to go because you don't want that element on your team and in your locker room.
You know, that goes back 2 years. That goes back to, okay, you give them the big contract. You know, they're throwing money out to, they get Tyreek, Waddle gets money, Tua gets money, Jalen gets money, and then all of a sudden Jalen doesn't want to play for Vic Fangio. And that creates a big fraction in that in that locker room, in that defensive meeting room. Because he's not keeping that under his hat, right?
Yes.
Right. And so, so now all of a sudden, now you got a younger guy in there in Cam Smith that's seeing this, and we've seen what maybe that's his influence, maybe not, but it's affected him, I'm sure. And then now the next year you Vic goes up and wins a Super Bowl, and so who's the bad guy in this deal?
Yeah, by the way,
right?
who looks stupid?
Who looks stupid?
Who knew what they were doing?
And so but so that all being said, you knew he wasn't going to be here. And for me, to get Minka for him, that was much, much more than I expected, with the deal. So Minka may not be the Minka he was two, three years ago, but I still think he's certainly an improvement in our secondary.
Yeah. Hey, I want to ask both of you guys this question because I've been hearing this So it's okay we lose Jonnu Smith because we're going to be throwing up more to our guys on the outside and the tight end's going to take a smaller role in the passing game this year. True or false?
I think it has to be. I don't think you're not going to get the production that you got out of Jonnu from Darren Wall. I don't believe – I would be shocked if you got that kind of production out of him. And so I think it tends to what we've talked about, Joe. They're looking at those guys, the Tanner Connors and those other guys – that are there, Julian Hill to kind of play a little bit bigger role, you know. But he's an inline blocking guy. He's not going to be a great pass catcher for you. I think they're putting a little bit of faith in Tanner Connor when they do it every year. You know,
is that true? A lot of people are saying that. A lot of you writers are saying Tanner Connor's getting a bigger role this year. Do you feel that way, Perk?
You know what? I've got to wait and see on Tanner Connor because he got a shot early last season.
He can't stay healthy. He's never been able to stay healthy. You know, he plays great. You know, it's always mini camp. Oh, geez, look at Tanner Connor. He's a mini camp all pro, you know.
Yeah, and he's an athletic player, but he hasn't done it in games. He had a chance last year in Seattle, and nothing really happened. Yeah. You know, I'll say this about Janu, though. I agree with the Dolphins letting him go, because giving a 30-year-old Janu a raise, I don't have a problem with that. He turns 30 next month. So if you pay him $8 million, that's fine. But paying a 31, 32-year-old Janu $8 or $10 or $12 million, I don't see that. And as far as the production, you are going to miss that production. However, in 2022 and 2023, you didn't have a big numbers from your receiving tight ends, right?
Nope.
Durham Smythe and Mike Gesicki, and you managed to make the playoffs. You have to find another number three receiver. It could be a running back. It could be a slot receiver. It could be a tight end. But you're not going to get 88 receptions out of that number three receiver. You just need that person to be a viable option. Make the defense have to respect and honor and defend them. But I think you can find a way to make up for that statistical loss that
Janu
gave you. But it's not going to be a one on. It's not going to be a one. You're not going to find another guy to get 88 receptions.
Look,
might be split between a couple of guys.
For a team that's where this team is right now, and you got a general manager and a head coach that's in. Let me put it this way: they're in flux, right?
Yep.
And you give away a guy that was very productive on your team last year for someone that you're hoping you get maybe half the productivity out of this guy, and your offense wasn't very productive as a whole last year. That's walking down a slippery slope for me.
Yeah, no, you're not a better team after this deal. The tight end position, you know, you've got to figure that out. But again, don't look for somebody else to come in and have 88 receptions. Think, how can we find those 88 receptions on the team? Maybe the number three receiver has 55 receptions this year, and you find another, you know, 33 somewhere else, and maybe it's not a direct 88, but you come close, or, you know, something like that. But I just couldn't have seen paying Janu, because you're trying to get your payroll in order, right? That was one thing that this deal did. It did help them as far as the payroll. And you are trying to get younger also. Now, you don't want to lose talent. Again, there's a talent deficit here in this trade at the tight end position. But I couldn't have justified paying Janu the money that Pittsburgh paid him.
All right, so we got a couple more things to get to. So we don't pay Janu. There's one more guy who's even more important because he's playing next to a bunch of young guys, Zach Sealer. He wants to be paid. What do you do?
You got to pay Zach. You got to pay Zach because he is, right now, he is probably your most important defensive player, right? Maybe Minka number two. One of the edge rushers, maybe number three or something like that, kind of in that order. But this is your team MVP, a guy who has had back-to-back 10-sack seasons. You could say that, well, this year he doesn't have Christian Wilkins and he doesn't have Calais Campbell. I got to pay that man because you need him for your defense. And I know you're kind of in the same situation age-wise that you were with Janu, because Zach turns 30 in September. So what do you want to pay a 31-year-old Zach Sealer and a 32-year-old Zach Sealer when you're trying to be on a youth movement? But you let Janu go, you got to give that money to Zach Sealer because he is essential personnel for that defense.
And look, there's a lot of intangibles with Zach. Zach comes in, you got a young defensive front. Those two guys, you got the two guys
That's
coming in, they're going to play a
thing.
Lot.
Yep.
And so – you know, he'll be the Calais Campbell this year to those two guys and anybody else that's gonna be on that defense. But plus, you know, I mean, you know, this is a guy that's gone through the mill, man. And you know, I think he appreciates everything he's got.
He does.
I think he appreciates being on this team.
Yes.
I think he appreciates what the team has done for him. They appreciate what he's done for them. And you know, I mean, you know, to me, that guy, I'm not going to say whatever he wants, but within reason, yeah, you got to pay
within
him.
Within reason, yeah.
And you got to
fix that.
You've gone through a way where you haven't rewarded Christian Wilkins. You didn't reward
Rob Hunt.
Rob Hunt. You didn't Van Ginkle. You didn't reward him. All these guys that played well for you, you haven't rewarded. If you do that again to a guy like Zach, then what are the other players saying?
Well, you know, I'll tell you what.
It's a must.
Hey, couple other things. Hey, Perk, and I'm giving you props because you've been all over both these. I like the big impact this year, the foundation pieces. Bo and I come from the school of you got to hit on ones and twos. Yeah. I know Omar's not as big on that and thinks there's a lot of value, and I'm not taking away from the rest of the draft picks, but you got to hit on ones and twos. And I saw that recently you had written about and we're off to a good start. Chop and Paul going to start at left tackle, and pass rusher should have double digits. And Grant and Savanaya as well as an offensive lineman and defensive lineman got to be key picks, got to be young, impactful players. And the second one is you pay the big bucks to those two guys outside. Why we're talking about who should be three and four and all the we need those guys to get paid to play the way they're getting paid. I agree with both your articles.
Yeah. Yeah, and look, the offensive thing, a lot of that is on Mike McDaniel. I heard you guys earlier when Woody brought up the over-under on Tyreek, 975. That is an absolute shocking number, mind-blowing number. I mean, I can't believe, and Vegas knows, right? That's what we always say, yeah. Vegas knows. That's what's scary. Vegas knows. But I would say that,
number.
That's a crazy number. But most of that is on Mike. As far as the rookies, look, Chris Greer has a good record with his first and second round picks. It's not perfect. I know that Cam Smith and Noah Igbinoghene are on that list, but his first and second round picks since 2016 when he was running the draft have been productive players. So I think that Grant and Savai and I are going to do a good job. What does a good job mean? Well, I don't know if either of them is going to be headed for the Pro Bowl, but as long as they are capable starters as rookies, that's what I consider, you know, pretty close to a good job. I expect that from them because that's kind of how Greer's first two round picks turn out. So I'm not that concerned about those two guys. I'm actually more concerned about what Waddle and Tyreek are going to be able to do and how they're defended, and if the Dolphins can figure out a way to get those guys back to being the big play threat that they were 2 and 3 years ago.
All right, Perk, before we let you run, it's early. We got a couple weeks left, but give me the teaser young guy that's going to end up playing a lot of football that we haven't talked very much about this year. Not the ones and twos. Give me one of those guys, maybe even been around the last couple years we haven't heard much from. Who's going to be one of those guys that steps up this year?
I'm looking at Storm Duck, you know. And again, I'm not talking about Storm Duck being Pro Bowl level or anything like that, but being a guy who can come in and play and be a capable starter opposite whoever that number one corner is. They've still got to find the number one corner. But I think Storm is showing signs that he could be a number two cornerback, a starting, you know, that's what I mean. And do a decent job over there. So that's probably the guy that I'm looking at right now is Storm Duck to come in and turn some heads and get some good playing time and do a good job over there.
So I before we let you go, and I appreciate it, Perk. You're doing this so close to 4th of July. We picked the phone up. You say, I want to be on with Bo and Joe. It's nice. And
that's it.
But I gotta ask you because I've tried every – through the years, and I've done a lot of things I'm not proud of with women. I went through this the other night, and I've done. But how do you do that? Like, have the ex that you're with for a long time, you haven't coming back over. Because usually they have a game plan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a game plan. There's a game plan. She was over here a couple of weeks ago because her AC went out. I was in Texas. And so her AC was out, and she couldn't get it fixed, and the cat wasn't doing well, and blah, blah, blah. So I set it up with the building manager here, and she comes in, and so that's all fine. But now she left some stuff over here, so that's why she's coming over.
There you go.
Today.
There
so
you go. That's the George Costanza thing. You leave your hat under the pillow.
The one I always struggle with, Perk, this is the second
part. I forgot my hat over there.
The part that I always struggle with, she comes over. You can read right away that was more than just coming to get the clothes. It's something else she was thinking.
Yeah.
So and you know, making love always, you make love. I'm calling it love. Yeah. Making love kind of maybe you throw a little in the middle of it, I love you still, or she throws a little love you bait out there at you.
So let me ask you this. Do you when she comes over, Do you cook a meal for? You put candles on the table. What do you? Or do you just do a DoorDash or something like that? Where do you go there? I haven't been in that situation in a long time, so I'm not sure what you do these days.
I cook all the time. I mean, I'll say this also. Why are we going so deep into this? She came over for her birthday, and I made her lamb chop.
There you go, Perk.
Perk, there's a little more to there this. My go, God, huh? Every time you open your mouth, you saw another exactly. time.
He's like Chef Boyardee.
Why are we talking about the trade again?
Perk,
I'm talking about lamb chops.
Perk, we're always here for therapy for you when you're going through relationships. We want to be here for you.
We're kind of living vicariously through you, you know.
We're locked in.
You're still out there, you know.
All I ask, Perk, I would say, don't hit and acquit it. That's all. Don't hit it and acquit it. That's all I'm asking. Don't do that, bro. That's bad.
I'm going to try to show some holiday restraint. I'm going to try not to let the fireworks go off tonight.
Start off with the snakes. Don't throw the big fireworks out first.
Throw the little snakes and open up.
Start out slow.
All right, Perk. Thank you, man. Appreciate it, Perk. You are the best, man. Thank you. Our writers open up, man. They come on, they open up.
They don't have much choice, I don't think.
Oh,
especially,
man.
But you picked two good guys. Two good guys that, you know, they're
I have more people come up to me.
Great guys.
And Omar, I'm in therapy. I'm going therapy for relationship. It's okay. Guys open up now, man. Guys never used to do that.
Yeah. It's cheap therapy. They don't have to pay for it.
Don't pay $200 an hour like us. Exactly. Yeah. I'm not going anymore for marriage. I'm not going anymore for kids. I'm done. I told somebody the other day, did you really say? I go, yeah, I'm done. No more. Hey, speaking of all that, feeling stuck on the sidelines led me right into it. Anxiety, depression, maybe leaning a little too hard on the booze. Every guy hits a rough patch. Even the pros do. Recovery Unplugged in Fort Lauderdale helps you reset with real treatment for mental health and substance abuse. I mean, great doctors. Expert doctors who have helped 19,000 people in 13 years. Custom care. And yeah, music that gets through when nothing else does. They got some great programs, no judgment, just great results. Most insurance accepted. Time to call an Audible. Are you ready? Call 954-737-4508 or visit recoveryunplugged.com. Recovery Unplugged, heal out loud.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. As everybody getting set for 4th of July. So there's two things, Bo. Either you're going to go fight nasty traffic all over the country and all the delays.
Yep.
Or you're staying around and celebrate, which could be a lot of rain this week.
Yeah, one thing I wouldn't want to do on this 4th of July is go to an airport, try to fly around, even drive in some places.
As I get older,
you know,
my patience on these airports, delays.
No.
Hey, Bo, I brought it up, so I think it's okay. How about the wedding this weekend?
Oh.
Darren Rizzi,
yeah.
Mackenzie, my nephew, Ryan, are getting married. That's going to be a fun couple of days.
That's going to be a fun couple of days.
You asked me the other night, I go, Bo, are you kidding? We know some of the characters that are going.
Yeah.
Everybody's reaching out going, hey, you going? Yeah. Oh, good. I'll see you there.
You know, it's usually weddings, at my age, maybe their kids are having weddings now. But for most of the weddings I go to, I'm like, okay, it's a little bit of an obligation. And, and now you got people, you got to fly here. Everyone's doing, these destination weddings.
Yeah, and more and more of them.
Yeah, like
I got to tell you, that was good news when Mackenzie goes.
Oh yeah,
I talked to my parents. We've decided to have the wedding in South Florida.
Bingo!
Hallelujah!
Bingo! There you go.
Because we're going no matter where it was.
It's going to be fun. It's and look, it's there. There's a lot. You and I are going to be there together. There's a lot of people we know going to be there, and they're all really good people.
Yeah,
family and relation. Mary's. My wife's. Got a relationship with your.
Yeah,
part of your family.
With my in-laws.
And I've
that's
got a
right.
relationship with Rizzy and Lou. Big Lou's going to be there.
Sweet Lou, man.
Lou's going to be there.
God, so, Lou, truly one of our favorite guys.
Yeah. Well, both of those two guys.
And well, Rizzy,
you know, but we've been around a lot of coaches, and really, if you start stacking up the coaches they got to be in the top five, easily in the top five. Both
by the way,
guys.
There's going to be some great stories, and some of the guys from the NFL will be there. I think Mario's going to be there, Cristobal. We're going to have fun, man.
We got some cigars. I hear there's some cigars.
Oh, no, he's all set up. He's got that set up. The alcohol will be flowing.
Oh, my goodness.
You thought, as we used to call them, the S shows, the crap shows, we're done, man. They're just getting started, man. It's going to be fun.
All right.
So you know what I got? Because I got to go to the dinner rehearsal. So
you got to do a little talk.
I stand up so every day. Can you imagine what I hear at that house? this is not a Saturday night when you guys are on the road with sponsors, and my mother's going to be there. My mother-in-law's going to be there.
They are right about this, by the way. It's not the bachelor party.
So
you got to get up there and give a classy speech.
Well, Just don't utter the words David Woodley. Just don't do that.
I'm not.
That'll be no.
Can you imagine poor Riz's family's coming down from the Northeast and he's got this big family? I got to tell you about David Woodley. David Woodley was my room, my first roommate, and you may remember between Bob Greasy and Dan Marino was David Woodley. David Woodley had a problem. That man.
See, he can't let it go.
God bless David Woodley, man. He's no longer with us, our former teammate.
Took us to a Super Bowl.
He did. Stroker cleaned up a few messes, but we were there.
Clean up on aisle four.
I got to tell you. Stroker plays to aisle three. Can you clean this one up again? Anyway, it's going to be fun. Hey, by the way.
The 4th of July has always been a great. I love 4th of July.
I am too.
You remember back, I mean, we grew up in about the same time, same era, same area. you know, you'd go into someone's backyard, they'd have a big barbecue there, and your folks had got fireworks from all over, and they're sitting there, you know, they're and they've been drinking, you know,
having drinks.
Always had a keg, always had a big keg there, yeah. You know, and other drinks. And about once it gets dark, which in California gets dark about 9:30,
yeah.
And then all of a sudden they're all half in the bag and they're shooting fireworks, or shooting sparklers at each other, or throwing this and that.
Hey, Mom, I haven't seen Dad act like this for a while. He's really having fun tonight.
He's the best.
Fourth of July, man. Truly, no matter what your background.
Yeah, it's easy. You throw a couple hot dogs, man. Some sausages, and some burgers on.
You can't go wrong.
And you can't go wrong with it, no.
If the Biltmore was to throw that's all we had, that'd be great.
It'd be fabulous.
That'd be no problem. Yeah. No problem at all. Yeah. So anyway, we just gave you some of our plans this weekend here. What a small world, too, man.
I know.
Well, how crazy is that?
Yeah, it's really crazy.
I've been close to my in-laws and married close to my in-laws for a long time. All right, we got to go to break here. We get all caught up. We got Chef Andre, man. If you don't have plans, go ahead, Bo. If you don't have plans this weekend.
Ooh, catch and cut. I tell you what, Joe. We went with some friends the other night, and the special, you know, he does a special cut. Special catch, you know, catch of the day, cut of the day.
Did he do that prime rib?
Prime
thing?
Rib. Oh, my goodness. I mean, it was like.
Did you have it?
Oh, it was like butter. Yeah. Unbelievable. And, you know, you don't see prime rib around much anymore.
That used to be my go-to.
Cook, you know, kind of put it in the oven for like a few hours, let it set, put it in for a few more, and then just when you order it, slice it, put it on the grill, charred it up a little bit.
Yeah, I have no idea how to do that, but boy, I'll tell you what. Anyway, we'll talk to Chef Andre about
that. Woody, did you like this prime rib? Oh, you didn't go, sorry.
Hey, we got to get him over there to the hottest restaurant right now in Los Olas for people.
Not a huge prime rib fan, though.
You're not?
There's a lot of fat on that.
No, I see taste.
No. I'm
more of a filet guy myself.
You can't go to the Ponderosa and whatever the places are. And get prime rib.
Ponderosa. You just showed your age. Wow. Ponderosa.
Well, I didn't want to say something that's actively good. I didn't want to get
you
want to
go Sizzlers and piss somebody off?
I didn't want to piss anyone off, so I went old school.
Oh, my God. I got to tell you, I went to a Sizzlers. My dad goes, hey, when I was out there, he goes, think I can go to Sizzlers? I go, yeah. We can go. Is there one still around? He goes, yeah.
So wait, there is? There's one in your town?
Yeah, one town next door.
Wow.
That's where we are, Woody. That's where we are, brother. Just to give you an update on that one. Hey, it's something else real quickly here for everybody, man. It's summertime, and if your energy level is not where it needs to be, if your sex drive is gone or hit and miss, if you know what I mean, some nights it's working and some nights it's not, you need Atlantic Men's Clinic. And today is officially, it's usually on Friday, but today is Thursday, Atlantic Men's Clinic. There are going to be a whole lot of my brothers at all seven locations, including that brand new location in Hollywood. Yeah, going in there and getting taken care of because they know Atlantic Men's Clinic works. ED and low T is something that's real. And before you start that summer vacation, I just want to let you know, going to Atlantic Men's Clinic, it's something you've been fighting and you're just tired all the time. You're stressed out. You're just all those things that used to be. You find yourself taking more naps. You're tired. You're not active, so you're gaining weight. And your sex drive with low T comes ED. Your sex drive is gone. 13 months ago, that's where I was. Low T and ED full-blown. I mean, my numbers couldn't have been any worse than they were. And Atlantic Men's Clinic took care of me, and I know they'll take really, really good care of you. With the seven locations, including the brand new location in Hollywood, I just want to tell you this. You set up that first appointment. You get all your testing done, the T, the PSA test. You meet with the best people in the business. I mean professional, and they put together a program that's perfect for you to get great results quickly. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com. Today's the day. It's Atlantic Men's Clinic Day, where you start to feel a lot younger, knocking out low T and ED with Atlantic Men's Clinic.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin. At arenaclub.com.
All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. Hope everybody's all set and stays healthy for the 4th of July tomorrow with the big celebration night. And for those of you traveling, good luck out there, man. No guarantees of being on time anywhere. I've just had disaster flying lately from set to Sacramento.
Yeah, that was crazy.
I told you.
Yeah.
You said it hadn't been. You took Reno when you lived up that way.
Yeah, I would go. I would go Dallas Reno and never had a problem.
Never
had a problem.
I don't know why.
It just.
I must just being just. Yeah.
Sacramento. You go Sacramento.
Yeah,
it's all those people coming to the A's games now.
Yeah. And that and the AAA Giants up there.
So
man.
I'm watching a game.
It is and weird to see I'm watch, that.
I think it was the Yankees and the A's, and. And the pitcher for the A's is complaining that, you know, his ERA, you know, his stats,
yeah.
when he's at in Sacramento, is like his ERA is really high.
So is he saying it's a small park?
He says it's a minor league ballpark. It's only two levels. He says the ball flies out of there. You hit a fly ball, it's out of the ballpark.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and so now he's playing in Yankee Stadium, you know, and the guy clubs a ball. And catching at the
baseball can't be happy with what Tampa
three,
Bay.
They're going to be in
and
there
the
for 3 years.
Doing.
3 years are going to be there.
Just bad.
Yeah, luck. And then where Tampa's at the Yankee?
They're in Orlando, the aren't they? They're in Orlando or Tampa?
They're playing at the Yankee.
Yankee,
it's right across from the Buck Stadium.
Yeah.
Over there.
Oh. Yeah,
it's actually a really cool park.
No, it is, but again, like I never thought park. I even thought about that until I saw heard what this pitcher said.
I didn't know
it's
that.
A minor league ballpark. It's a You know, it's a little box, you know.
This Tampa Bay, as of right now, they're in great shape for the playoffs. Hell, if that happens, they don't want them playing playoff games.
Yeah,
with 18,000.
Come bring them down here, and no one's going to be using this stadium.
I'll tell you what, this guy's got them playing well, man. I tell you right now, this is the best. I had a feeling about this. We've had Skip on a few times. So, man, I know it's not where it needs to be and everybody,
But they got a really good team.
Yeah, they're playing pretty competitive ball, right?
8 games.
This is pretty crazy what they're doing, right, to be in the wild card chase here.
They won 8 straight.
I mean, they can get back right back in
Bo,
that thing.
Bo, they went out and when was the last time they beat San Francisco 3 straight?
No.
Arizona 3 straight.
Yep.
Beat Atlanta 2 out of 3, and then they win today. They take 2 out of 3 from Minnesota with that 12-10 start. 12-10 to start today. All right. Hey, listen, one of the stars of our show that we love to talk about, the food is fantastic. I can't say enough about it. And if you're going to Los Olas, full of great restaurants now, and they've gotten better and better. But I'll tell you what, Chef Andre and Catch and Cut are not taking a backseat to anybody. If you're looking for a nice dinner, whether it's fish, steaks, sushi, couple of good cocktails, you can't, or a combination of all, of course. We bring in the chef right now. Chef Andre, how are you, man?
Hey, good morning. Happy 4th of the weekend for you guys.
Well, right back at you, chef. Hey, chef, you know, we go through everything. Tell me, if you were just going in there, what's some of your favorite food that you would get at the restaurant for, as a guy that's been doing this your whole life and Joe Stone Crab and now your own place down here? Tell me what you tell people, what you'd recommend they get. Give me a couple of your favorites.
What I would tell you, first of all, is my popularity is growing tremendously from your show. So now I know what Tom Brady feels like.
I saw someone asking him for an autograph the other night.
Yeah.
They did, and I had a couple the other night who pulled me over, and I'm thinking, oh, God, what are they complaining about? They said, hey, we heard you on the Joe Rowe show. We're sorry you take that all abuse from the other guy on the show.
The but guy we, that doesn't fit on that moped. Here. Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, the moped guy. And so they said, we're here to support you.
I can tell you this, there's no pad with the moped.
Yeah. We appreciate it. But, you know, if you put July 4th and what Catch and Cut's all about, there's a lot of similarities, right? July 4th, you're spending it with family, friends, chilling, having a good time, yeah. Like you guys mentioned this weekend. You're going to get together with old players and that. That's what Catch and Cut's all about. You know, the moped man was there yesterday again, stalking the back door, and we were talking, what is Catch and Cut all about? And it's about being a great neighborhood gathering place.
Yeah.
You know, if I could put Cheers somewhere in the middle of that name, I would, because I want it to be a gathering place.
Yeah, look,
I want
you
to come in. You're going to try the fish. You're going to try the steaks. But most of all, you're going to get to know us as the employees there. And now we become part of your social life and part of your repertoire.
You know, every time I go in there, I run into people that I've met there, you know.
Yeah.
So you come in and they're coming. So you're seeing they're coming. And it's that whole neighbor, that whole Los Olas area, Cooley Hammock and all that, and we're just seeing, and it is, it's you know, it's like an old home, you know, kind of, you know, I see guys come in and the servers go over to a guy having a drink at the bar because he came in 2 nights ago, and they start up a conversation,
right.
And it's just
you like it where you're, I didn't even realize that, and I've learned more from Bo, it's amazing going to restaurants my whole life, and about relationship between waiters and waitresses.
Yeah.
And clients that come in. It truly is amazing. By the way, so you did this prime rib. Now, Bo and I are old school prime rib guys, and Bo is raving about it. So how long are you going to do the prime rib thing the right way?
It goes till next Tuesday, and then next week we're working on a flank steak special. We change it up every 2 weeks, and then if it does really well, we'll make it to the fall menu. But, you know, we're very proud of the restaurant. Like I was saying earlier about just the I'm there every day at 11 o'clock, and you'd be surprised how many people in the neighborhood are opening up the door now saying, hey, chef, good morning. Good to see you. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I never had this at Joe's. Never.
Yeah.
You know, and
well,
maybe it's really nice to have.
Maybe it's that fish and chips. You know, we have fish and chips
on
the
fish and chips now
for the fish dish.
We had fish and chips for the special.
Yeah.
Again, who would think fish and chips, but bringing some of my New England heritage, we did an upscale fish and chips that sold very well. So, you know, we're still defining who we are and what direction, but I'll tell you what's doing very, very well is Chef Yomo's sushi. Phenomenal. We do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday upstairs. We have sushi nights. We're going to redo our brunch menu around the sushi menu. But sushi's really taken off in that restaurant.
He's amazing. He's always had this great reputation.
Yeah.
And now he comes over to the new restaurant, and he blows up.
Well, you know what? Yep. He was at at Bo Campers on the
Intercoastal in Oakland Park.
And every time I'd go there, I go, you know, we got the best sushi in town. And everyone goes, sports bar? You know, well, you know. And so now we, you know, he moves over there, and it's kind of just like, hey, this is your carte blanche. Do what you want to do.
Yeah.
So I was talking to Chef the other day, and I said, you know, this guy, he's like an artist. you know, he's proud of what he does. He wants to make it better.
When he brought it over to Mary,
he
beautiful.
Comes over. Yeah. And look, you come over and he goes, oh, this is something new. And I go, yeah, oh, my God, you know.
Hey, so we do want everybody to know, because we're kind of getting into business. This is business today about great food and drinks and the whole thing of what you guys offer. But the valet parking, too, I want everybody to know it is so nice to either come from one side from the ocean side and just pull up, or just do a little quick little U-ey and flip around for valet parking is really, really nice, man. It just kind of finishes everything. So anyway, Chef, that was it, man. What are you going to be doing? You working 4th of July? You going to take it off and watch some fireworks? What are you doing?
I am working tomorrow, but Saturday I'm going to the motherland in New England.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Well, spread
I'm
the word.
Going up there.
Spread
I'm going
the word.
Up there for
we need
a week,
to beat you then, twice.
I'm going to try to get together with Drake May and talk to him a little bit about the
Well, let me get
game.
You let me give you some dolphin gear that you can wear up there.
Yeah.
I know Especially. The moped man brought some hats in yesterday. Yeah. I'm like, please don't be dolphin gear. Please don't be dolphin gear.
Brought a bunch of hats. So you go in there, you might see the guy, the kitchen staff with the UFL hats on.
Oh, that's right, the UFL man. That's right. You can't go wrong.
Very appreciative.
It's good stuff.
Yeah, I'm going up there. I'm going up there for a week, and then 2 weeks later, I'm going to go up there and go to a couple of the training camps. So I'm excited.
Chef, thank you, man. Thank you for everything you do. This restaurant is unbelievable. I can't say it enough. If you were going to make reservations to go to a restaurant, Catch and Cut in Los Olas, give it a shot. Throw Bo's name all over the place. Go, hey, screw Joe Rose, but hey, Kim Bocamper, that's my guy now. We're good friends. You can do that. All right. So thank you, Chef.
Yeah, have a good time this weekend with family and friends.
Thank you, buddy. Right back at you, Chef.
Be good, guys. Thank you.
All right. Love that guy, man.
No, he's good. He's good.
Only thing better is his food.
I tell you, I was shocked at, you know, because I'd known him from Joe's.
Are you really shocked?
He's
coming from Joe's where he's run the food for. And yeah, why no, did you yeah, not but, think it was going to
no,
be really
but,
good?
But because, Joe, let me ask
I'm
you.
I'm not calling you out. I'm just,
no, let me ask you this. When you go to Joe's, what do you get? You get
stone crabs, that's it.
So that's all I've ever gotten there. Maybe I got the chicken every once in a while. But I didn't see the kind of depth of what he can do, because everything he does
yeah.
is.
Fantastic.
You know, yeah.
All right. Hey, 9 o'clock hour's coming up, man. We'll play. Got a lot more stuff to get to here. Busy time going on here in South Florida with everything. I do want to tell you about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. I know one thing. Yeah, it's the 4th of July coming up. I know that guy's working. No matter what he's doing, that phone is on to get you started because you quickly need a mortgage. This is what Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage does for a living. It's about great service. That's how he's been so successful for more than 35, 36 years now. First-time home buyers, hey, let's get all the paperwork done to get you qualified so you can get that next home you're waiting on here. Self-employed, been declined by the banks, no problem. He's always got a program for you. You're running credit card debt on that condo because all the cost of everything is going up. That credit card debt's 25, 26, 27, 28% a month. You're upside down, and you know it can't last forever. Please call Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Let him take care of you. Go to Google Reviews. Some of the work he's done on the web, go to Choice Mortgage Reviews. Getting a lot of nice things said about him. He'll do great things for you. Reverse Mortgage, one of his favorites. If you are 62 or older, got all that equity in your home and could really use it, Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage, the man to go to. The man has no life. He's always working 7 days a week. Call or text him. 561-441-2730, MLS 166-254, rates and terms, subject to change, daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.